If I see apples on a tree, I know it's an apple tree. If I see oranges on a tree, then I know it's an orange tree. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. My friend, there's a world out there that knows what kind of Christian we are based on the fruit that we bear. I pray that we give them a proper representation of what it is to be a true child of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us on Truth and Fact. We are in John chapter 15, and we're dealing with the fruit of the Spirit, or being pruned, or as a Christian, experiencing growing pains. Now, in our text, Jesus is telling his disciples that he is the true vine. The Father is the vine dresser, and they, the disciples, are the branches. And it's the same for every blood-bought Christian. We are the branches, that is, if we are in Christ. Jesus said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. That's right, my friend. We must continue to abide in Christ Jesus. The moment we were saved, we were grafted in. Another word for grafted would be union or transplant. Now, I like that, because for those who have been born again, we were transplanted. Peter said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out, or transplanted, called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You want to know what you are today? My friend, you are a transplant. The blood of Jesus purchased you, and you have been transplanted into his kingdom. You have been brought out of the kingdom of darkness and placed into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And now Jesus is your King. He's the vine, and we are plugged into him. But there's something else that we need to know. We must understand that the branch has a purpose. The purpose of the branch is to bear fruit. That's it. The purpose of the fruit is not to be consumed or used upon itself. For instance, an apple tree doesn't bear fruit for self-consumption. No, no. The purpose of the fruit is for others to see and to taste. The Bible says this, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." A lot of people have a misrepresentation of who God is because of the lives that some Christians live. Perhaps they think that God is legalistic because some Christians are legalistic. Or perhaps they think God is critical because some other Christians are critical. Maybe they think that God is a gossip or complainer. Perhaps they think God is lazy, or that God is faithless. Perhaps they think God is an abuser. Why? Because that's what some Christians' lives represent. My friend, that is not good fruit bearing, is it? Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Well, what is fruit for? Fruit is for others to see. Fruit is how we'll be known. Fruit is what the vine dresser, God the Father, is looking for. And if he doesn't see it, then he takes the branch away. John 15 and 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. This speaks of the judgment of God. It speaks of one who has lost their way with the Lord. But understand something, the withering process doesn't happen overnight. To wither away is a gradual wasting away. The word wither means to desiccate, to dehydrate, to shrivel, to dry out. And the idea would be a grape that has ripened and dried up and fallen off the vine. And once it's fallen off the vine, it is no longer attached, and its life support is cut off, and ultimately it'll die. And the same thing will happen to us if we don't continue to abide in Christ Jesus. How about you, my friend? Are you remaining in Christ? Are you abiding in him? Or are you withering away? To have this life, we must be attached, and that attachment is to Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.